We were talking last time about the importance of teaching specific skills to elementary school children that can be beneficial during the storms of adolescence. But this raises a point of controversy. Some parents just don't feel that they have the right to make a decision of this nature for their children. So they sit back and hope that the kids will choose something useful for themselves. Few actually do it. Learning a new skill is just too difficult and discouraging in the beginning. That's why parents should make a careful assessment of a child's strengths. Select a sport or a musical instrument or a promising talent to develop. Then reward him, push him, beg him, bribe him if necessary, but make him learn it. If you make a mistake, bail out and go in another direction. But don't let inertia keep you from teaching something emotionally useful to your offspring. Does this sound like coercion to you? Perhaps, but so does making a child eat properly, keep himself clean, and go to bed at a reasonable hour. It goes along with being a good parent. My own dad decided I was going to learn to play tennis when I was 8 years old. I hated it. But then one day I played a game with a neighborhood kid, and I beat him, and I loved it, and I began to get the idea. Throughout high school and college, I was known as a good tennis player, and I thought of myself that way. Thanks, Dad. Will you do as much for your children?
To get involved, go to drjamesdobson.org.